Welcome to another episode of Authentically Arletta's podcast, where we talk all things authenticity. Last week, we talked about living your best life, your only life. This week, we are talking about another component involved in discovering your true self, or your authenticity, as I like to call it. And that term is called vulnerability. Vulnerability is defined as the quality or state of being exposed to the possibility of being attacked or harmed, either physically or emotionally. Wait a minute. Okay, I don't know about you all out there, but if you're anything like me, just defining the term vulnerability made me challenge if I even want to deal with this whole authenticity deal altogether. You know, I dug a little bit deeper and found out that vulnerability can also be expressed as a weakness or a gap in our protection or in our efforts to protect. In my own words, vulnerability, as you can see, there's a struggle there even knowing how to pronounce the word, being vulnerable, vulnerability. Okay, so vulnerability to me is when you give yourself permission to expose your fears, your thoughts, as well as your hopes and dreams, while being full aware that somebody else can judge you, criticize you, create rumors about you, and several other forms of exploitation. You see, when you are vulnerable, you are being as honest as humanly possible for you. Stephen Russell once stated that vulnerability is the only authentic state. So you may be open for wounding, but also for pleasure. Being open to wounds means being open to beauty and bounty. So don't mask or deny your vulnerability. It is your greatest asset, after all. Thank you, Stephen Russell. I thought that was pretty phenomenal. You have to be okay with allowing yourself to feel all things, and most times deeply. This means the good, the bad, and the ugly. Then, and only then, are you finally experiencing vulnerability. You then have to be okay with others seeing you this way, in your rawest form, which ultimately can subject you to being wounded. Now, how many of you out there know without a doubt that you have been vulnerable and or experienced vulnerability in a relationship, on a job, at a gym, in Walmart? Believe me, I'm truly not surprised. Many of us have without a proper understanding of what vulnerability truly is. So many of us have experienced vulnerability, but we didn't know that's exactly what we were experiencing or acting in because we didn't have a clear understanding of the term. The Better Man Project said it this way: vulnerability is terrifying. You see, the courage it takes to reveal your heart is one of the most daunting and yet rewarding experiences in life. It will set you free. If you're listening and feel a sense of wanting to be liberated or free, then discovering your true, authentic self through vulnerability is a key ingredient. You see, you don't want to leave this out of the cake batter. Vulnerability. How is it that we can become more vulnerable, but also as we begin to add those different components, we become more true to ourselves, we become more authentic? Thank you all for listening. Please do consider joining me every week Thursday for a new episode of Authentically Arletta's podcast. You can also follow me on my social sites on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Authentically Arletta. And I'll be looking forward to hearing from each and every one of you. If you like what you hear today, please share it. And also, don't forget to applaud this episode. And remember, and don't you ever forget, we will be talking soon. See you next week.